This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait today at the invitation of Amir of Kuwait, Sheikh Misil Al Ahmed Al Zabir Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussion with the leadership of Kuwait. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the Indian diaspora at the community event and also visit a labor camp. He will also attend the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honor at the Bayan Palace, following which he will holding a separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. There will be delegation-level talk with the Prime Minister of Kuwait as well. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved minimum support price MSP for copra for 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashnavi Vaishnav said the India government has taken a series of decisions for the welfare of farmers, and this reflects the India government's commitment towards improving the life of farmers. Mr. Vaishnav said that the MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boiled copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. He added the financial implication for this decision would be worth 855 crore rupees. The union minister said that the MSP of milling copra is 422 rupees more than the MSP in 2024 season, while is 100 rupees more for the boiled copra in comparison to 2024 season. External Affairs Ministry has said that the government has taken serious note of incidents related to case of violence against Hindus and other minorities in Bangladesh and shared its concern with the government of the country. In a written reply to question with the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said the India's expectation that the government of Bangladesh will take all the necessary measures to ensure safety and welfare of Hindus and other minorities. The External Affairs Ministry today said India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable framework for the settlement of the boundary question in accordance with the political parameters and guiding principles agreed in 2005. Briefing media in New Delhi this yesterday, Ministry Spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said special representatives of India and China met on the 18th of this month. He said apart from discussing the framework for settlement of the boundary question, the special representatives also reviewed issue of peaceful border management comprehensively. Over 10,50,000 public grievances were readdressed during the first day of the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign. The nationwide campaign is being held till 24th of this month as India's largest campaign for doorstep delivery of services and readdressal of public grievances. The Ministry of Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions said that over 1,52,000 service delivery application disposed, around 18,000 camps were conducted at Tehsil and Panchayat headquarters. The Telangana High Court has passed an order barring Anti-Corruption Bureau from arresting the Bharat Rashtriya Samiti Working President K.T. Rama Rao till 30th December in Formula E race case. The court passed the interim order on quash petition filed by K.T. Rama Rao. The court, however, allowed the investigation to continue and directed the state government to file its counter by 23rd of this month. The Anti-Corruption Bureau registered a case against KTR yesterday for alleged misuse of government fund in conducting Formula E race in Hyderabad last year when BRS was in power. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave condition over Jammu Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh during next 6 days. In women's cricket, India have entered the final of inaugural Under-19 Women's Asia Cup, defeating Sri Lanka in Super 4 match at the Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.